Today, I am going to be showing you exactly why women will never feel love for you unless they are 100% from time to time slightly nervous or even scared to lose you. A woman has to deep down feel like she may miss out on actually being with you, or she will never love you, she will never respect you, and she will consistently think that you are low market value with no options. Today's video, I'm going to be showing you how to get around all of this and how to use step-by-step processes and strategies to frame yourself as the higher value compared to majority of all other men out there. Now, after this video is over, I want you to do one thing and one thing only. Go down below, click the link in the description, and check out my behind-the-scenes hidden process called MBT. MBT stands for Masculine Behavioral Techniques, and this process alone has transformed the dating lives of thousands of men across the globe. And this is a simple process that you can literally just copy paste into your dating life and go and get results at a far quicker pace. Let's dive in. Okay, now I'm well aware that I say this on a lot of videos, but this one truly is important, okay? Because women cannot feel love unless she's deep down scared to some degree to lose you. And I know that sounds harsh. I know that sounds like a bitter pill to swallow, but here's what I want you to always remember when you are dating. You need to always stimulate natural competition anxiety. And there's multiple reasons for this, and I'm going to be breaking down each and every single one of them one by one. First and foremost, okay, women love competing for a selected man. This is the one thing that most men look at as a negative, but in actuality, this is a positive, okay? In reality, women love to compete. See, most men, what they think is they think that since women appear to be cute and cuddly, they don't want to have to compete for a man, because what's going to happen then is it's going to make them feel bad inside, and then she's going to lose attraction and she's going to lose hope that you guys will be something. And that could not be further from the truth. That is total bullshit. That is not how it fucking works at all. Women deep down love competing for a man. They want to know that they were attractive enough to win that guy over compared to all of the other women out there. They love that. They thrive off that type of energy, and you will constantly see them competing for only a very select number of men who actually understand these concepts, which is why I'm teaching them to you. Now, number two, women need to feel like you are the prize that she had to win over. If she doesn't feel like you are the prize that she has to win over, she can't respect you. You have to understand, right now we live in a world where majority of men have virtually no options. Majority of men are hoping and praying that they can attract somebody. They're living on these false beliefs that says, oh, there's somebody out there for me. There's someone out there for everybody. One day, God is just gonna rain down from the moon and the stars and put the perfect woman in front of me and all my problems will be solved. And it's total bullshit. Women need to feel like you are the prize that she had to win over. You need to frame yourself as the prize. I'm going to show you how to do this in just a little bit. Now, next up, women don't respect men who appear like they have no options. If you carry yourself like you have no options, and there's a lot of ways you're gonna do this by accident. If you're brand new to dating, or you've been out of a relationship for a while and then you step into the dating game, a lot of times the biggest thing that you're gonna notice is pleasing vocal tone. You're going to talk quicker and you're gonna say, I'm so excited to see you, right? That voice, or that, it's hard for me to do it because then I'm acting, right? But like, that's how the voice, your vocal inflections or your vocal tone, it's going to have a higher pitch and a quicker cadence. To a woman, this is going to signal that you're nervous. Small things too, like texting back too quickly, calling her too frequently. A lot of times you need to stretch out these time delays and these sequences for weeks or sometimes even months. For some of you, what you got to remember is this: if you get a girl's phone number and she gives you her phone number, if that woman gives you her number, a lot of times if you actually would just be a bit patient and you stretch out the time series and the time sequences and the time delays, where maybe you push it 3-4 weeks before the fact that you already view her as a priority big enough in your life to just see right at the drop of a hat whenever, that's going to make you appear way higher value than majority of all other men who get her phone number and then what they're going to do is try to set up a date within that week. That's what most guys do. So with that said, women do not respect men who appear as if they have zero options. Now, taking this a step further, competition anxiety allows hypergamy to naturally be satisfied. Those of you constantly chasing looks, money, and status, those of you constantly chasing self-improvement on that grind, what would fix a lot of this is if you had a small social circle or a large social circle with even just a couple girls that like being around you, that view you as a popular guy. That right there will take care of natural hypergamy. That right there will take care of a lot of these little problems that you run into. So what I can tell you is this: never under any circumstances be afraid to exercise options. Never be afraid to date multiple girls. Never be afraid to go out and kind of see who fits you best. Never be afraid to go out and go on a few dates back to back. What you have to remember is women do this 24/7. Okay, women are constantly exercising multiple options. They're constantly seeing who has the most value for them. They will have 10 guys waiting on this app. They're gonna have another 10 guys waiting on this app. They're gonna have this social media app with another 20 guys on Messenger or whatever. And then they're also going to be weighing in the fact of the people who they meet in real life. I mean, that's the world that you live in. So women do this 24/7. Don't be afraid to do the same. If you carry yourself as a guy with options, naturally perception becomes reality and you become a guy with options. This is how it works. So what I can tell you is this: always act like you are royal and only accept the best out of women. Say that with me one more time. Always act like you're royal. Think of a royal king or a royal prince. Always act like you are royal and only accept the best out of women. So here's why I'm telling you this. At all times, you want to walk, talk, and act as if you have 1,000 women begging to marry you. No, not begging to sleep with you. No, not begging to go on a date with you. You need to act and carry yourself as if you have 1,000 women begging to marry you. Begging you. Please, will you marry me? Please, will you be with me? Please, I'd love a relationship. If you carry yourself with this sort of energy, you are naturally going to have the right sort of masculine frame that they are looking for. So that's number one. You carry yourself as if they're begging to marry you. Number two, you need to act as if sex means literally nothing to you because you are so much in abundance. You need to walk, talk, and act and carry yourself like sex means nothing to you. Your lust doesn't control you. You are not thirsty for intimacy. If you carry yourself with that energy, you naturally become high value because now you're a man with options. Now you're a man who women naturally want to share those sorts of experiences with. So you need to act as if it means nothing to you. If you can do this, what you're going to see is women respect you a lot more. Now, taking this a step further, a royal king or a royal prince will always, number three, he will always reply on his own terms. I'm telling you, you always reply on your own terms. You never allow urgency to kick in. A lot of men, if they are talking to a very attractive woman, let's say on social media or through text message, they feel the need to reply to her quickly or they're scared they're going to lose her. Naturally, that urgency kicks in. A king or somebody with 1,000 women begging to marry him would never under any circumstances do that. So always reply on your own terms. Urgency doesn't exist. A king answers to nobody. And taking this a step further, if he does reply or if that king does decide to answer, it will always be when he wants to and when he feels like it. If you operate your dating life on only doing things when you feel like it, notice how the frame control shifts from you not necessarily having any direction where you're going to all of a sudden you being the chooser, not just the guy waiting to be chosen. So over the years, this has taken me literally 10 years to discover this and 10 years to figure this out. But to women, perception is reality. Say this one more time. To women, perception is and perception becomes reality. Women only know what you put in front of them. Okay, so the reason why I'm telling you that women only know what you put in front of them is because let's look at the same guy right here, but two different circumstances. So in circumstance number one, right, this guy has zero options. Let's call this guy, let's just make up a name. Let's call him John, right? So here's John. John has no options in scenario one, okay? If he gets a date, that's the only date that he's been on in 6 months, and that's the first girl who's decided to talk to him. Now, let's look at scenario number two. Same guy, we are still talking about John, but John has tons of women around him. Tons of women calling him, tons of women texting him, everything. Well, what does that mean? That means in both situations, in both scenarios, John walks the same, John talks the same, John's vocal tone is the same, he sounds the same,
But guess what happens? In scenario one, when he has no options, girls will naturally think that there's something wrong with him. Even though this is the same guy in both situations and in both scenarios, in option number two, or in scenario number two, the same guy is John, but now in this situation, now they think he's cool. They're gonna go, oh, he's a really cool guy. Why? Because the perception changed. The perception of how he is changed. So the same guy who walks, talks, acts, and sounds the same, in scenario number one, they literally think there's something wrong with him and that he's not cool at all. Scenario number two, even though he carries himself the exact same, because he has other women around him and validating him, she will naturally think that he's cool because all the other girls seem to think that he's cool and that he's popular. That is how women work and that is how women operate. So what I can tell you is this. The royal king, if you carry yourself like this, she is going to naturally be scared to lose you, which means she's going to perform well to keep you. She's going to be doing sweet gestures to bring out her best femininity. The royal king interviews wisely, okay? And what that means is if the royal king, if he needs, if something is going on in the palace, he interviews wisely for that position. That means the royal king hires very slow. He's slow to hire somebody, but then he fires very fast if expectations and performance is not there. Now, what that means is that means at all times, and even look at the language plays and look at the wording that I'm using. If a woman has the opportunity to date you, if a woman is extended the invitation to potentially come on an adventure and go out on a date with you, notice how the frame of that, the language play, is that she's lucky to be with you. If a woman is extended the invitation to potentially be able to date you, that means at all times, expectations need to be met. Why? Because the royal king interviews wisely. And when he does select, that royal king will make sure that he makes the correct decision. Expectations need to be met. Taking this a step further, who he hires is expected to work. And they know that going into that. So taking that even a step further, performance and a good attitude will be required, or the king will not allow them in the palace. This is the natural dynamic. Now, here's what I can tell you this. It took me 10 years to figure this out, but women truly want you to verbalize this type of shit. They want you to verbalize this. They want to know that you know your value, and they want to know that you are able to potentially replace them if expectation and performance is not met and they're not treating you well. They want this dynamic. They get turned on when this dynamic occurs. And if you take this a step further, what I've noticed women will do over the past 10 years of dating is women will always push the boundaries and the limits to see what they can get away with. A woman's whole nature oftentimes is seeing how much shit that you will put up with before you walk away. That's why right from the get-go, you need to be treating this whole situation as if you're a royal king in your royal palace, and whoever actually has extended the invitation to come into that totally needs to be thankful, and she needs to act as if she really is grateful that she even gets to be here by your side because of the value that you do bring to the table. This is why women cannot feel love unless she is scared to lose you. This whole dynamic shift will change your dating life forever. If you like this video, be sure to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.